This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Her camera captured the music scene of Detroit in the 60s and 70s, even as she played a seminal role in the growing countercultural movement in Southeast Michigan. Her photos of musicians ranging from John Coltrane to the MC5 to Iggy Pop to Janis Joplin, Bob Marley, and so many, many more. And she and her then-husband, John Sinclair, helped to found the White Panther Party, later the Rainbow People's Party. They fought against the Vietnam War, against racism. They worked to legalize marijuana, to reform prisons, and for justice and equality. Now, Lenny Sinclair has been named the 2016 Kresge Eminent Artist. She becomes the eighth artist to receive the $50,000 award, recognizing her contributions to the art and the culture and the people of Detroit. Lenny Sinclair, congratulations and welcome to Stateside.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. What an honor.
Lenny, what were your feelings and thoughts when the Kresge Foundation told you that you're the 2016 Eminent Artist?
Well, I don't really know. It was just overwhelming. Why me? Why little me? You know, in my mind, I'm still the little girl running around barefoot on the farm, and here I'm getting an award as one of the eminent artists of Detroit. It's very flattering, and I just feel totally honored and humbled by this.
Kresge Foundation President and CEO Rip Rapson said of you, and I'm going to quote him here, Lenny Sinclair both contributed to the social changes of the 1960s and 70s and documented the movement's fleeting moments for posterity. Lenny, was that what you were thinking of 50-some years ago when you were in the middle of the music scene and you were a part of Detroit's counterculture, the idea that I want to grab this and save this for posterity?
Oh, yes. Right from the beginning. I came to this country from another place, okay? So I'm really not a native. So I looked at what was going on around me with a little bit foreign eyes. And what I saw happening in front of me, it was just all so important to me. You know, I was lucky I had a camera so I could take some pictures. You know, a part of it was so I could document my life in America to share it with my family. They all let me go a long ways from home. But, you know, I wanted to share my life, and this award from the Kresge Foundation is just the topping of it all. Now I can show off. I made something of myself in America.
When I think about the fact you came to this country after you escaped from East Germany in 1959, so I guess the idea of, boy, you can speak your mind and you could pursue whatever cause you want, that must have been very exhilarating.
For a minute. But then look what happened to me. Almost all the time that I was married to my husband, he was either in jail or on probation. And at the same time, my brother in East Germany was in jail. Both of them are considered political prisoners, one in the capitalist side and one in the communist side. But, you know, back then, America was a police state, and it still is, thanks to the, prohibition of marijuana. That's what gave the police a bad name among young people, among African Americans, because they used that law to suppress us, you know.
When I think of what you fought for and what you did, say, 50 years ago, and yet it's echoing themes that matter to people today in 2016.
Yeah, nothing new under the sun. We're still fighting the same for the same thing, just for life to get a little bit better for the little people instead of worse and worse, you know. So this struggle is on, you know, playing out in the presidential elections too, you know.
I know you brought a camera with you. And I'm wondering, when did you discover photography? Clearly it must have been when you were still living in Germany.
Well, I never discovered photography. I'm not an expert on photography. I don't really know much about photographers. Of course, I have my favorites, you know. But as far as wanting to become a photographer, that was never in my plans. I just bought a camera because there was really nothing else that was of any value to buy in East Germany. And I bought a camera also because I thought if I have a camera, then I can document my life and send home snapshots. Lenny at the Empire State Building, Lenny at the Grand Canyon, you know, at Niagara Falls. And I did all that, yeah. But I did a lot of other things too, you know.
Lenny Sinclair, as I think about that activism, what sparked that for you? Was it being married to John Sinclair, or was that kind of in your makeup before you even met him?
Well, you know, I joined SDS in 1962 when I was a student at Wayne State University, and I was admiring people like Tom Hayden and people that were in the civil rights movement, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and so I was radical. Actually, that's what they call us. We were radicals. And then when I met John Sinclair, radicalism took a different turn. It did not involve going to meetings and demonstrating with placards and stuff. It involved working on creating a whole new society that we could feel comfortable in. And of course, that included being against wars and against racism and against poverty.
I'm speaking with the 2016 Kresge Eminent Artist, Lenny Sinclair, photographer, activist. And Lenny, as the Kresge Foundation notes, and I'm going to quote here, you captured a pivotal era in American history when art and politics intertwined. Do we still have that today, do you think, or have we lost that?
Oh, I think artists always are political. I think most artists become artists because they have something to say. I don't know really how to answer that. But I was involved in organizing things, and I always documented what I helped organize. And I always had one foot inside and one foot outside. I sometimes refer to myself as a participant observer. I observed the scene, but I also was part of it. And that's probably, you know, I was lucky that I had a camera. So at least there is some record of what happened in black and white.
And looking at those stunning black and white photographs that take us back to such an important time in music in Detroit, with jazz and rock and punk, I think of that incredible photo of Iggy on stage at that 45-degree angle. For those who weren't around for that, how would you describe that music scene and just what it was like in Detroit in the 60s and in the early 70s?
Well, just think about the career of Bob Seger, okay? He's been making hit records for 10 years or longer before he ever had a national hit, right? And so all the bands in Detroit were working very hard to get to a national level. Some made it, a whole lot of them didn't. They tried, they joined other bands, and some of them did. For instance, Iggy. The MC5 almost got there, but then internal problems and all kinds of problems interfered. One of them being the manager, my ex-husband, having to go to jail. But Iggy stuck it out, and he's just as popular or more than he ever was, you know. And so is Bob Seger. And then, of course, after I was involved in the rock and roll scene in with the MC5 and Iggy and the Grandy Ballroom, after everything kind of broke up, the commune broke up, our marriage broke up, and I forged my own way, kind of, and that's when I got really, really deep into jazz. For the next 20, 30 years, I took pictures of almost every jazz musician in Detroit, and there is the bulk of my archive is really jazz, and not so much rock and roll, but you don't sell pictures of jazz musicians very much, so I had to concentrate on pushing my rock pictures of the 60s just to put some bread on the table, you know?
Mm. Lenny, am I right in hearing that you have something like 100,000 photos?
Oh, God, that's a little deceiving. You know, when you shoot a roll of film, there are 36 images on there, Like, for instance, I have a proof sheet of, or a contact sheet of my pictures of Jimi Hendrix. And really, only one of them came out real nice, you know. So it's deceiving to say I have 100. I have 100,000 negatives in slides, probably, but God only knows how many of those are good and usable and good enough for to save.
Well, I know there are people that want to be able to see as many of these as possible. Will this award from the Kresge Foundation, this $50,000, help make that happen?
Oh, certainly. I don't even know what to say because there are so much to do in my archive and so much to do with the rest of my life that I've been neglecting for years and decades that this award will finally, it's like a light at the end of the tunnel. I can see where maybe I will get done at least most of the stuff that needs to be done and that only I can do before I pass or before my memory fades, you know. So it couldn't come a minute too soon is what I'm saying. Because every year I might forget a few more of the names of people that I used to know. So it's just perfect. It's just, for me, it's just like a divine interference that this is happening to me at this point in my life, you know.
Are you hoping this award means you'll get back in the darkroom?
Well, I really haven't had any time to do that in a long time, but that's what I'm hoping this award will let me do, go back in my beloved darkroom. You know, digital photography has changed everything. And one of my greatest pleasures about photography was working in the darkroom. And that is almost like a forbidden luxury right now. I just don't have the time no more. But now maybe I will. I would love to go back to black and white photography and do it all myself, you know.
Lenny Sinclair is the 2016 Kresge Eminent Artist winner, and along with the $50,000 award that we spoke of, the honor includes an artist monograph that'll chronicle Lenny Sinclair's life and her portfolio, and that will be released later this year. Lenny Sinclair, pleasure to talk with you, and again, congratulations on being the 2016 Kresge Eminent Artist.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.